Brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Joined now by Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, Kansas. I spoke with you about this, I think it was last time, but I'll follow up on this because it cracks me up. And trust me, I don't know anything about what's going on. You filled me in a little bit last time. But the other day, electricity went out for 20 minutes, and it was a perfect, still, unbelievable morning. Last night, wind, rain, everything, my trees are breaking in half, and the electricity stays on. It is amazing.
It is amazing. I know it. Yeah. And I think any calls, people say, hey, thanks for keeping electricity on. No, I was kidding. Right. Yeah, no, I know. I was kind of just laying around Monday morning, and all of a sudden, it goes off. You know, my fan turns off. I was like, oh, one of the kids must be in our room. We were just being lazy day in the bed at that point. And all of a sudden, I looked at my alarm clock, and it was off, too. I was like, great. You know, so went down to the power plant, and there was reports of, you know, we have a big jungle, or I call it jungle, but big electric, you know, transformers and stuff, or all the different circuits for town right there, and there were reports that there was big noise and, you know, flash, whatever, down there, so the whole town was off, as we know, and so that's one of those, we kind of do a check, we didn't really see any big, you know, burn or issues, and so then they tried to, you know, they bring the station up online, because then we think, well, maybe it's the feed coming into town, and so we slowly brought everything up online, and then turned everything on, kind of, you know, saying, hey, what's going to blow up, you know, see if it does it again. Nothing happened. So thankfully we have, you know, some of our different relays or our electronics you can download information. And then they also run out. There's the substation for the town that hits that main line is about 4 miles north of town, I believe, 4 to 5 miles north of town. So they drove out there, and that there was, the breaker out there was tripped. And then the breaker, there's another breaker, and then there's a breaker on the back end that was tripped. So that tells us that there was something in between that station and town that had an issue, you know, and we still haven't necessarily boiled it down, but we're going to keep exploring it. But yeah, that was that big main line from here to town. Something must have been a monster squirrel or something.
Yeah, that's what the mayor tells me. Squirrel! Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. It's squirrel hunting season, right?
Exactly.
You know, take those things out, man.
But yeah, I mean, we take it, you know, since I've been here, I mean, I take it really seriously, and I really want to keep trying to knock them down. And, you know, we identified stuff even in that jungle that, as we were observing, that, hey, we probably need to fix that and fix this. And we've been replacing parts out in the grid. So hopefully, you know, it gets to be more weather-related, if at all, versus the perfect still day. You know, I think the last perfect still day one we had like that was probably, you know, last year sometime. But it definitely doesn't make it fun.
Did you say it was only off for about 20 minutes?
About 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes. Yeah, because we were able to put it right back on. And it made it seem like it was the feed coming in. But a lot of it is, you know, some of the smaller ones in the circuits haven't been quite as frequent. You know, we did all that tree clearing and trimming here in the last year, and that seems to have helped on that part of it.
But,
you know, so a lot of the ones that we got earlier this year, especially in that one circuit that I think you guys are attached to, were just, I think it was so dry, and a lot of those insulators were, like we talked about, were dried out. And so I think we've exposed most of those, you know, the rain events and this rain event, you know, we're still looking for them, but the weak ones have been weeded out.
Right.
And so, So I've researched this, so we've probably had more, we have a little bit more outages per person than what the national average is, but our speed of getting back on is definitely
Pretty good the other day.
But we want to get it so we're below the average, or better than the average, and still fast.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, is our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health System. So what else is going on that is pertinent for people to know about?
Well, you know, I think a long time ago, actually, we talked about the airport and some of the issues with that when that was installed, and a lot of that's getting resolved right now. So they're out there putting in what they call a PAPI light system, and so that just tells you if you're coming into the runway, if you're too high or too low, and different light colors show up based on your height coming in. So we'd gotten a state grant for that, but part of that couldn't be installed until we figured out, you know, how to displace the runway based on how it was installed. So that's all been taken care of. They're going to adjust the paint and some of the runway lights and all that stuff. So that guy, if you've seen some activity out there the last few weeks, that company's out there getting that finished up. And that should really resolve that, and then we'll kind of go into the next phase, which is just kind of reviewing the whole site again. And since it's been quite a few years, and that again is a big FAA grant that helps pay for I think 90% of that study, and So then future more improvements could be made, because basically the FAA, the way their funding works is they set aside so much dollars per year for your airport. Mm-hmm. And after, I think, 5 or 6 years, it starts, you know, falling off the backside. So, but you have to keep everything current and up to date in order to take advantage of that.
Do you have any idea what type of traffic you have at the airport? Like how many planes come in, or
yeah,
is it all mostly
I don't know
local
it off the,
people? Or
yeah, I don't know the top off my or off the top of my head, Wade, but I know that there is like a report we have to do every year. So, because the FAA considers all the runways and airports part of their system, so they want to make sure certain airports are in certain places, even just for emergency, or I don't know if maybe during, you know, wartime or whatever. I'm not sure exactly how they all their parameters. So, but yeah, they do. We have to report rough estimates, but you know how many airplanes are based there. You know, kind of what's the activity. Obviously, a big portion of our activity is just spray pilots and those types of ag related. Right. And then we do have a fair amount of you know, just from the hunting that comes in this area. A fair amount of airplanes that come in. I mean, one time I showed up there to show an engineer our airport for that study bid that we were doing, and you know, sitting right there is a big jet. You know, I mean, you know, somebody's private, you know, a company or private jet, but pretty impressive. Right. You know, sitting there in Beloit, Kansas, so they do come in.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything now, you guys also got some grant money to do new pumps out there, right, for fuel. Has that been done yet? Are those been installed, or is that still upcoming?
Yes, they're on order. So we so yeah, we got the bid done, we awarded it, and they so the company just has to order them. I don't know if they're custom built, but they're kind of a build as they need it, order as they need.
Yeah,
so
they're kind of built to order in a
situation.
Yeah,
so I think that was
location,
you know, maybe 4 weeks ago, and it was like a 4 to 6 weeks to get them in. So yeah, I would assume sometime in the month of June they get installed, and that should take care of that issue.
Do they just sell one type of fuel out there, or do they have Jet A and 110LL both?
Yeah, they have both.
They have both?
Yep. So yeah, this will update both of those. So the card, you know, the payment system will still be what it was before, which was fine and up to date. Mm-hmm. This will just help with the fueling mechanisms and the reels and all that kind of stuff. So that was having a lot of trouble. It was pretty old. So
we know that any conversation with you is not complete until we ask you about H2O, which for people
well, I started
don't know what that is, that's water. Well, we can talk about
H2O.
That's true.
Yeah.
Rainwater, but we're talking the drinking water part.
Yeah.
Yeah, we open and close. It's a book in like a Seinfeld episode with the rainfall.
It's
a
tradition. So.
The dangers of dihydrogen monoxide.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Say it a different way. But yeah, I mean, same old, same thing going on. We have on June 4th kind of a regional, this committee that we had set up with all the different regional, you know, Mitchell Rural Water 1 or 2 and 3 and the city. We're getting together to with the state funding agencies and the state regulatory agencies like KDHE and USDA Rural Development, and all those groups are getting together to kind of talk about the results of our feasibility study of doing something from a regional perspective. And just to kind of get a temperature of the room, because obviously there's some difference of philosophies of how everybody wants to tackle that. So I think the funding agencies kind of want to either be strongly encouraging or at least hear, you know, so they kind of want to have at least one more meeting with that before everybody either comes together or goes their separate ways. So that's that part of it that's still moving forward. We've been in talks with some of the providers that provide some of the technology that we're looking at, you know, the city is, you know, maybe that membrane technology. So I'm trying to get a better understanding of it, but also identify a couple of water plants that are similar in nature to what ours will be, treating similar water that we can go visit, you know, type of thing, you know, within a couple hours drive to talk to their operators and to observe the plant. So again, we're still doing homework regardless to try to get ourselves, keep that football moving down the field. You know, and then as far as our current water, obviously as the water heats up, et cetera, that's when that some of those TTHMs start spiking up. Right now we're our quarterly average, it's an annual running average, is right on the ragged edge. It's 80 is the max, and one of our locations is now at a quarterly average of 79, the other one's at 80.5, so we're right there. Obviously, we have a really high one from last summer that'll be dropping off here the next quarterly read, and hopefully our next quarterly read that we have to actually test, will it'll probably still, again, keep elevating here throughout the summer, but, you know, the peak will be much lower, which should really help us get under there and have to stop mailing those letters like we've talked about. So it's all going in the right direction, but we're still having to make tweaks and, you know, still working with old technology, trying to treat a very microscopic, tough thing to deal with, you know, so.
All right. Well, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Nope. I'm good to go. So.
All right, man. Well, I know you're busy with baseball and you busy checking out the jungle of Transformers.
Yeah, yeah, the jungle. Yeah, yeah, don't go play on that.
Multi-talented guy over here. Yeah. The beard's growing all, you know, yeah. When I don't see you with the beard, you look like 18 years younger, yeah. Or you look like you're 18.
Yeah.
So it just looks like it's filled out.
This gives me some age. Yeah,
you don't shave that thing during the summer, so it's a little cooler, not as itchy or not?
Yeah, no, I just kind of depends. It's a whim. I don't know.
It comes and goes.
It just comes and
goes. Was that a whim when you shaved it last season? When you came to baseball practice, we didn't even know who you were.
Yeah.
We're like, who's that guy?
It's probably my wife gets sick of it.
You're asleep and she just
yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like Samson.
I guess I might as well just shave the whole thing off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we will talk to you again at the end of June. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Way
thank you, Jason.
Right. Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Jason, our guest, the city manager of Beloit, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems and the First National Bank of Beloit.